The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And we want to welcome you to the broadcast. If you're new, right there in the comment section below, please let us know where you guys are joining us from. And please let us know that you are new to the broadcast and this is your first time joining us. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. If you're reading the title of this, whether you're watching this live on Facebook or you watch the replay of this on YouTube or on Rumble, or perhaps you're listening to this by podcast, this is not a typo. The title of this is Amica Makes Her Debut Appearance. That is not America there. This is Amica, A-M-E-C-A. What in the world are you going to be talking about today, Brother Ricky? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to get after this today. I'm going to pull up this first headline. We're going to get right into this. I want to give you this headliner here. Meet Amica, the world's most advanced humanoid robot. And that's saying something. Has just been unveiled in a UK lab with eerily realistic facial expressions and movements. According to the report from the Daily Mail, which is a UK affiliate, Amica is now the world's most advanced humanoid robot that was recently revealed or unveiled in a laboratory in the United Kingdom. The machine has been named Amica. Again, those directly involved in this, those who have seen the video of this, by the way, there is video available for this. You can go on YouTube, just type in A-M-E-C-A. Just type it in. It'll probably come up. I wish we could show the video, but because of copyrights, I can't do that. But this is a image that you're seeing right here on your screen if you're watching this visually. This robot, if you watch the video, it will give you chills. It will raise the hair on your head. And it's very chilling, very eerie, very lifelike. In fact, many who have seen this robot, seen the video, have compared this to many Hollywood films. One being the one that Will Smith was in called I, Robot. And by the way, that didn't end very well. Just saying. This was designed by a British company, Engineered Arts, and revealed on YouTube. The company has not said how much the robot had cost to make, but is still in development. I'm going to read a little bit of an excerpt of this. Cornwall-based Engineered Arts, which brands itself the UK leading designer and manufacturer of humanoid entertainment robots, unveiled the machine on YouTube to much excitement. Many viewers expressed their amazement of how realistic and human-like the machine is. One user, quote, said, "I know we're supposed to be scared of artificial intelligence, but this is the first gynoid, I believe that's how you pronounce that, genoid or gynoid, that hasn't creeped me out. It's pretty cool." Another said, quote, "It's the eyes. People take for granted how important eyes are when it comes to something looking alive." Quote, "The rapid movement, the focus, the blinking, the attention they seem to pay to whatever is grabbing their attention." A third individual said, quote, "I seriously thought this was CGI at first. Great work. The hands look really well done too." Some people compared Amica to the NS5 series from iRobot. Again, that's a 2004 science fiction film starring Will Smith. It seems that sees intelligent robots fill public service positions in a dystopian world. By the way, in this clip on YouTube, the robot is seen warming up its shoulder before opening its eyes and expressing a rather convincing look of shock or surprise. It even blinks multiple times and observes its machine with curiosity. Now, I want to, the thing, when I saw this, I said, how interesting is it that we have yet another one of these artificial or AI robots that are being developed, and they've named it another female name. I mean, has anyone else noticed that? And before we get to that, I just want to point out that artificial intelligence itself is defined as the branch of computer sciences that emphasizes the development of intelligent machines, thinking and working like humans. This is the definition of artificial intelligence. And again, for all those on the fringes, on the outskirts that are apprehensive, you better get used to this, of seeing this technology on the forefront, on the lips of entrepreneurs, tech giants, phone developers, electronics, because everything is going in this direction. It's thrusting ahead, it's moving forward, and the whole world is embracing this. But I want to talk about the fact that all these are being named after women. Has anyone else noticed that? Sophia, remember this? And the word Sophia, or the name Sophia in Greek, is wisdom. Sophia first emerged in 2016 as a super intelligent human-like head with a realistic face that was able to blink, look from side to side, and talk. The humanoid robot created by Hong Kong firm Hansen Robotics can chat, smile mischievously, and even tell jokes. The robot then made history in October of 2017 when she became a legal citizen in Saudi Arabia. Most of you probably already know that. To keep up with this, the stunt made Sophia the world's first robot to be granted legal citizenship. While Sophia has become impressive with her capabilities, she does not yet have a conscience. And this is where they want to go, by the way. They want these things to have the ability to think, to reason, to feel emotion, to have a conscience, what we would call a soul. Because in 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I don't have it right in front of me, but it says, it mentions the body, soul, and spirit of a human being. The soul of an individual is the mind, is it's the thinking capability. It's the capability to reason. It's the emotion of the individual. And this is what they want to put in these artificial intelligent robots, humanoids, androids. Hansen Robotics claims fully sentient machines could emerge within a few years. Sophia herself has insisted the pros outweigh the cons when it comes to artificial intelligence. Elders will have more company. Autistic children will have endlessly patient teachers. And the list goes on. And by the way, that was implied by Sophia herself. Then, of course, we have, now we're still in the vein of talking about, have you noticed how all these AIs have women identities? Then you have Alexa. If you have one of these devices in your home by Amazon, you are familiar with who Alexa is because you have to say her name to give her commands. Alexa is the voice AI accessible through Echo Dot and Echo Plus owners. However, Amazon's virtual assistant is not just a recording. The highly interactive AI program can help create a customizable living experience while also connecting other household devices to its central system. Basically, Alexa is to Amazon what, and that leads me to our next one, and that is Siri. Siri. Siri is the also the interface for Apple, for iOS. You pick up, if you have an iPhone in your hand, you pick it up and you say, and you say that. I'm not going to say that because I have an iPhone and I don't want it to activate it. But you say her name, and just like it says right here, go ahead, I'm listening. You tell her commands, you ask her questions, and she does it accordingly. So again, we see Sophia, we see Alexa, we see Siri, and now we have then we have this new one coming on the scene, which is this Amica. So you have all this. Now you say, where are you going with this? Well, let's, before we get to the where I really want to go with this, I want to take us on a path, because again, you've heard me emphasize this. This is prophecy, guys, unfolding. This is the stepping stones. These are the paving stones. These are the breadcrumbs, whatever you want to call it, whatever analogy you want to give it. But these are the precursors leading up to what I believe is the image of the beast. I had a discussion I don't even remember where I was at. I think I was at lunch this past weekend. I was with an individual. We had lunch together and we got to talking about the Antichrist. We talked about the false prophet, and he brought up a hypothesis, and he says, do you believe the Antichrist will be AI? And I said, no, because all through the scripture, now again, this is my opinion, but all through the scriptures, the Bible refers to the Antichrist as a male or male pronoun. He, him, and it refers to the Antichrist as a him or a he, all through the scriptures when it in regards to the Antichrist, when he, the lawless one appears. And he shall make a covenant with many. And he, so at first, and then it tells you different attributes about him, the Antichrist. It talks about he will speak great things and he will disregard women. He will have no regard for women. That's very interesting. Now, and so we got in this whole conversation and he talked about how that he could see where the Antichrist could be half AI and half flesh, or half robot and half man. I said, you know, and then I was listening to one of the few Bible prophecy teachers that I personally like and listen to is based out of Hawaii, J.D. Farag. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And forgive me if I mispronounce his name, but I really like him. Never met the guy, but I love his spirit. I love his heart. And of course, he's another watchman. He's another brother in the Lord who teaches Bible prophecy. And I was listening to one of his messages, one of his latest messages, or actually it wasn't his latest. It was 2 weeks ago. And he was talking about AI consequently. And I love that he made a statement on that message that I love. And I have said this for many years. And that is when it comes to Revelation 13, and when it comes to the false prophet, and when it comes to the image of the beast, and when it comes to this scene, and when it comes to this event, I love what he said. He said, it's dangerous to be dogmatic, and it's good to be open with interpretation, because we see through a glass darkly or dimly. So, and I love that. That's an awesome statement there. Because I agree with that 110%. And I've said the same thing over 23 years. Because and what he was saying here is that it's kind of like if you're 100 or 200 yards away from something that you're looking at, you are seeing it from the perspective of the distance in which you're looking at, but the closer you get to the object or to the event, the more clear the visualization of it will become. So the closer we get to the actual event of Revelation 13, the closer we get to the emerging and the revealing of the Antichrist, the emerging and revealing of the false prophet, and the system of the beast, the image of the beast, the mark of the beast, the closer we get to that actual event, the more clear things are going to become, and the puzzle pieces will look more, they will fit more perfect in our understanding. I hope everyone understands that. So I wanted to bring that up. Now, having said that, I want to give you some, these are some chilling things that go right in the thread of what we're talking about. Elon Musk, who's right on the forefront of AI. Elon Musk, right on the forefront of AI. I want to give you a direct quote from Elon Musk, okay? This man has tweeted that his brain computer chip company Neuralink is working on a, quote, awesome version of the device. He believes his brain interface tech will turn humans into a genius super race. Musk has been developing this technology called Neuralink because he believes that humans must become one with machines in order to survive being replaced by artificial intelligence. In fact, his plan to save the human race involves wiring computer chips into our minds to merge us with artificial intelligence. Now, here's this quote I want to read to you. It's right there on your screen. I don't even know how well you can see that, but it's up there. In a documentary by American filmmaker Chris Payne, Musk said the development of super intelligence by a company or other organizations of people could Now, listen, this is what this guy is warning us about. The guy who is headlong on the forefront of creating what nightmares are made of. This is what he said, quote, Musk said that the development of super intelligence by a company or other organizations of people could result in a form of AI that governs the world. Wow. Now, I want you to think about what we're talking about today. And this guy says that one of his fears is that the creation of this by a company or other organizations of people could result in a form of AI that governs the world. Guys, do you know in Revelation 13, the false prophet commands the people to create the image? Unbelievable. Listen to this quote. The least scary future I can think of is one where we have at least democratized AI, because if one company or small group of people manages to develop, quote, godlike digital superintelligence, they could take over the world. Wow. Are you listening to me? Are you paying attention, guys? This is what's, can you see how this is paving the way for this? Because wouldn't the Antichrist fall into that category? Wouldn't the false prophet fall into that category? Or better yet, what if one of these guys, wouldn't it be, I'm going to give it a hypothesis, okay? I'm not saying, this is not a prophecy. Don't go on YouTube and tell people, well, I heard Brother Ricky say that this and this and that. No. I'm not prophesying here. But wouldn't it be crazy if we enter into the tribulation in the next 10 years, and Elon Musk is actually the guy and the company that the false prophet connects with to create this horror story or this nightmare scenario? Hello? It's like, dude, you are afraid of this nightmare, and you are the one that's right on the forefront of doing it. I mean, it's like, It's like the mad scientist saying, you know, and he's got the Frankenstein laying on the table and he's got all the things plugged into him and he's about to bring him to life. And he's sitting here saying, you know, this could be really bad and this could turn out to be a nightmare, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Now I'm going to read the rest of this. Musk said, at least when there's an evil dictator, that human is going to die, but for an AI, there would be no death. It would live forever. And then you'd have an immortal dictator from which we can never escape. That was a direct quote from Elon Musk, sourced from CNBC. You can look it up. It's there. Now, if you think that's freaky and that's crazy, listen to this quote. There was a recent report surfaced that a controversial plagued engineer who once worked at Uber has started what he calls a new religion and wants it to be fully developed by 2042. I pray that we are out of here by then. Nevertheless, Anthony Levandowski filed paperwork for this, for a nonprofit religious organization called the Way of the Future. What's its mission, you ask? Quote, here it is, ready? To develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence. There you go. So Elon Musk should be contacting this dude and saying, hey, you are what my dreams are made of as far as nightmares. So this guy is wanting to do exactly what Elon Musk is warning about. This guy wants to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence, and through understanding and worship of the Godhead, contribute to the betterment of society. Let me give you a quote from this wacko. Ready? Quote, what is going to be created? Not it could be created, or I'd like to create it, or I have ambitions to develop or create this. No, he said, what is going to be created will effectively be a God, little g. Levandowski says, quote, it's not a, quote, God in the sense that it makes lightning or causes hurricanes, but if there's something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what else are you going to call it? I would call it demonic. I would call it a counterfeit. And by the way, he's not the only one that's already on the forefront of this. Okay. And by the way, here's the article. I forgot I had this clip up here. Let me show you this and then we'll move on. Again, here it is, in case you want to research it yourself. An AI God will emerge by 2042 and write its own Bible. Will you worship it? I'm not. But you know how many dummies out there will call themselves Christians and they will bow down to this thing and they will worship it because some preacher will convince them that it's okay to do that. Don't tell me they won't. They will. But listen, this is nothing new. Look at this headline. Let me pull this up right here for everyone that's watching live and visual. Robot priest can bless you. We talked about this, what, a couple weeks ago on another program we did, but it goes right along with what we're talking about today. Robot priest can bless you, advise you, and even perform your funeral. Look at this little bitty line under the bottom of this. AI religion is upon us. Welcome to the future. this guy right here called Mindar was revealed by Buddhists in a 400-year-old temple in Kyoto, Japan. He speaks sermons. He gives sermons. He stands 6 feet tall, weighs nearly 70 pounds, and he preaches inside a temple. Although the robot preaches, it is not programmed to converse with the worshipers, though its sermons are translated to English and Chinese on nearby walls. Well, just hold on a little longer, because it may not be conversing with worshipers now, but I can guarantee what's going to happen, guys, when the day comes when this thing right here is in churches in America. And not only will it stand up and preach, and not only will it stand up and teach, and not only will it stand up and speak, but according to Revelation 13, there is something very similar to this right here. Again, I believe with all my heart, this is a preview. What you're looking at on your screen right now is a snapshot preview of the image of the beast that will be supernaturally empowered, no doubt, through the mechanism of artificial intelligence and the very bowels of hell. And it will, the Bible says, it will speak and live and cause as many that would not to worship it. Hello, worship it. Let me go back. Now, after what I just said there, let me go back to this headline, because I want you to get this. This has got to get in your head and get in your spirit and get in your heart, because you need to know this. You need to warn our children. We need to warn their children's children. I don't know how much long we got, but look at this. An AI God will emerge. It will write its own Bible. And who is going to worship it? Again, preview is already taking place. They've already created this. It's already in the works. It's already happening. And you've got people behind the scenes that are already forming this, creating this, and developing this as we speak. Now, here's what's very interesting to me. I want to recap this real quick and then get to the end of the point of this segment. Ready? I think it's interesting that all of these, howbeit except for the fact, except for Mindar, the AI Buddhist deity, little g God in Japan, there where that's at in that temple. With the exception of that, all of these other AIs are women. Again, we have Amika, we have Sophia, we have Alexa, we have Suri. Now keep this in mind, we have all this. And then and I want to just throw this out at there. I don't have any kind of I probably could have put up an illustration on this, but for centuries, guys, for centuries now, there has been countless what they call apparitions of Mary, what they claim to be the mother of Jesus, have appeared for centuries all over the world, attracting both Coptic Christians and even Muslims to behold, and some even to worship these apparitions. I want you to think about that. I believe all this is conditioning society to embrace what is in the future. Now, here's an interesting thing I want to leave you with today on this segment. Every translation of Revelation 13:15 in some way, shape, or form reads this. Ready? This is Revelation 13, 15. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. That's Revelation 13, 15. That's the New King James. But again, you can go to almost every translation in some way, form, shape, or form, it reads that way. But there is one translation out there called the Latin, and I should have pulled this up there. If you guys watching this on YouTube and Rumble, you're going to see this on your screen, but you guys live won't see this, and I apologize for that. But in the Latin Vulgate translation, here's what it translates Revelation 13, 15 to. Ready? Quote, and it was given to her to give spirit to the wild beast, so that the image of the wild beast should both speak and cause to be killed all those who would not in any way worship the image of the wild beast. Isn't that interesting? Again, it says, and it was given to her to give spirit to the wild beast. Now, again, just as I talked about on this segment earlier, I love what JD said, Pastor JD said, I don't want to be dogmatic on this, but I want to be open to revelation knowledge and understanding, a progressive revelation on these passages of scripture in Revelation 13, dealing with this image of the beast. And I believe that the closer we get to its fulfillment, all this is going to become more clear. So why am I talking about this today? Why are we presenting this today? Because you and I need to be consciously aware of what's going on, where technology is heading. Remember, the book of Daniel says that in the last days, knowledge shall increase and many shall run to and fro. I believe that the technology that John saw existing in his day in 95 AD, I shouldn't say in his day, but that he saw in the future that would be present at the time of the emergence of the Antichrist and the false prophet and the image of the beast. I believe that technology that would be existing is exactly what we are describing present tense today, and what is coming in the future. It is chilling, it is disturbing, but it is prophetic. And of course, I always leave you today with what we always say in Luke 21, 28. When you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, God bless you today, and thank you for coming on today. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's our landing page. If you've not downloaded our free app, again, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Just go there, download it today. Push yes to push notifications. You'll be informed of all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're also going to get our podcast available to listen to and watch at your leisure. Again, it is absolutely free for you to download. Do not rely on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and all these other social media networks, because there is so much suppression, banning, censorship, shadow banning, and so forth and so on. So that's why we want to encourage you to do that. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity to support our ministry. If you've not prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, thank you for jumping on here today on our segment. Thank you for being a part of our segment. Don't forget to share this broadcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe and the push notification for watching on YouTube or Rumble, whatever the platform you're at. Again, please share this. If you're listening by podcast on Apple or Spotify, don't forget to share that. If you're watching by Facebook Live today, or listening or watching by Rumble or YouTube or the app, We are on podcasts. We're on Apple and we're on Spotify. So depending on what device you have, if it's an iOS or if it's an Android, you can listen to us there and follow us there as well. So don't forget to do that as well. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. We may be on here tomorrow, but likely we will take a break tomorrow and come back on Thursday and Friday. But we've got a lot of developments taking place with Russia and Ukraine. There's some new warnings. We're getting ready to put out the reports of that on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org. So that's something that's developing, and that may be a talking point that we may do tomorrow. We'll push it off and do it on Thursday. But nevertheless, we got a lot of stuff happening and a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of stuff to keep you guys up to speed with. And that's why we're news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. So we love you guys. God bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. In Jesus' name, we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.